Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Rudd Show.
97.7, The River.
All right, it's Beer 30. I've got Ben in studio and Brad via a secret location. Good morning, guys.
Brad, are you safe? That's all we care about.
I am safe. I mean, I don't know. I haven't tasted this beer yet. I might not be in a few minutes. Yeah. We have no idea.
Exactly.
But right now, I am safe and sound and whole.
This one is Snowshoe Brewing Company. And we found that this is, well, it says brewed in Calaveras County.
Yosemite.
Tahoe? Yosemite. That's what it was. Okay. Is it apricot or apricot? How do you guys say it?
Apricot.
Okay.
No, I'm an apricot guy. Yeah, the fighting continues.
I kind of am, too.
It's the pecan thing. I see either way, I'm still going to eat the pie.
Right.
Well, that's true. There was a fruit stand near my house growing up that used to sell dried apricots right after the summer, right after the season would hit, and it was like my favorite snack, and I would eat them, and then I would invariably have some the after effects of eating too much fruit. Sure. And it was just an endless cycle for like 2.5 months in my house growing up.
That's a great way to start.
Yeah,
this beer review. I was gonna say
talking crap. Let's go.
The apricot thing, I'm not gonna die on that hill. But caramel and caramel, I will. I just, if you ever want to fight, that's one I'll fight you.
Well, when we bring in a caramel beer,
and you said it right, good job.
Apricot.
This is apricot wheat. So let's do it.
Let's pour this into our beer clean glass and go through our AATMF. Those, of course, who have not heard that before, is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Those are. It's our fun little acronym for beer sampling. In pouring this out, I mean, obviously, with a wheat ale, it's going to be unfiltered. I mean, this is the OG hazy before hazies were a thing, right? So unfiltered beer, very cloudy, very, light in color. I mean, this is like straw, which is indicative of what a wheat ale is. Keep in mind, like, wheat ale and Hefeweizen kind of our step cousins in this scenario. But in this case, this is, an American wheat ale versus a German Hefeweizen. So
in Calaveras County, step cousins can also be quite close, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, trust me.
And so they
have a pecan cake at their wedding. Anyway.
Caramel drizzle.
Yeah. So, yeah, going in, then the aroma on this, I mean, it is absolutely what the can says. I mean, it is, you get apricot the whole way.
It's a little bit of apricot. Yeah. It's like opening a bag of the dried ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's funny because in my morning ritual, the trail mix, I mix in my chia seeds and overnight oats. It has a bunch of apricots in it, and it is absolutely, it smells just like that.
Yeah.
So you get that.
The color is, I mean, the color looks like a dried apricot. Like, it is the exact same color, too.
But with a wheat ale, it's going to be very, very mild. You're not going to get any hop notes. You generally don't get hop notes out of this. I mean, this is supposed to be a, very persuasive. You can put whatever fruit flavors or any flavor in it. It will basically take that on and run with it. And this is no exception. I mean, it's really, really good. But, the apricot's there, but it dissipates fairly quickly. It doesn't resonate and stick around on your palate. So it's good. So it's not going to overtake whatever it is if you're eating with it or anything else. It's not going to just be a one note thing. But I think I do love American wheat ales. I can't lie. So I think this is a really well done beer.
The way this beer smells, it's a little like perfumey for me. Like, I get the apricot. It's definitely there. It's a little perfumey. And then there's some of that same, like, I don't know. It's not acrid or anything like that, but there's just something perfumey, even in the front part of the palate here, that I don't love. But the way that it finishes, it's very much apricot. There's a good little sort of like, like when you get wheat beers, like traditional, like Bavarian wheat beers, there's always sort of that like coriander, banana kind of, there's a little bit of a spice to this too. But it finishes with like what just feels like a very natural, like apricot, like linger on it. And that part I really do appreciate. Just the initial sniff, to the front part of the palate, there's just something a little too, like, we were kind of joking before the mics went on that it smelled like potpourri. There's just something about that. I don't know if just because we were making the joke, it's just in my head now or what, but it just, like, the front third of this, I don't love, but the finish, sort of like the mid palate and the finish of this, I do really like. There is something really, really refreshing about the apricot flavor in it. It's just that first couple little part of the sip.
I don't know. I think this is a well done. I mean, it's perfect for this time of year, right? You're going right into some warm weather.
I was going to say the weather right now is spring/summery already. Yeah. That this is 4.9%. Like, this is the one to have during this kind of weather. Enough of a thumbs up then?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thumbs up for Snowshoe Brewing Company, apricot wheat. You could check out this beer 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out Sports Meets Beer. You guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too, Danny.
Cheers, boys.